Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager is ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means that no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour inspires you and helps you move forward. Do you believe that angels have messages for us, for humankind, but also for us personally? Have you ever wondered if you can connect with the angelic realm? Or maybe you know you can connect and you'd like to know more, you'd like to go deeper. Well, my guest on today's show is Joy Barker, and she is my go-to gal for everything angelic. She's here today to talk about why angels are with us, how we can tap into their guidance, and the kinds of messages that they may be bringing through for us. If you're listening live at transformationtalkradio.com, you can use the instant feedback box that's on the right-hand side of the page there to shoot me a question. I will do my best to get that to Joy so that you can receive an answer on the air. And if you'd like to connect with Joy for an on-air mini angel reading, you can reach us here at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you have heard Joy reading on the air before, you know you're in for a treat when you guys connect. It's 800-930-2819. I will introduce you to Joy in just a minute, but first, would you please head over to KarenHager.com and click on everything? That is the best place to find out what's coming up on this show. You can learn about classes and events and a lot more. I've also got a free meditation audio up there. That is yours for the asking. Go and grab it. I will be in the San Francisco Bay Area October 16th through the 22nd. And I would love to connect with you. If you are interested in booking a private in-person session, or you want to bring a group of your friends together and then have me come over and read the living heck out of them, just email me to let me know. And on Thursday, October 24th, you can join me and Dr. Michael Lennox live in Los Angeles for an evening of intuition and astrology. If you've heard me and Michael on the air together, you know there will be a lot of laughter. This will be a very high vibration, fun event with a lot of great insight that you can put to work in your life right now. I'll have a page up about that event at KarenHager.com later today, but in the meantime, email me and you can have all the details. That email address is super easy to remember. It's Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at KarenHager.com. And I love hearing from you anyway. So if you've got suggestions for show topics, you know of some great guests, you've got comments on something you've heard here, don't be shy. Karen at KarenHager.com. And now, internationally known, Joy Barker is a certified angel therapy practitioner and a medium. She received her certification from Doreen Virtue. Joy uses angel communication, seashell divination, and her clairvoyant, clairsentient abilities to bring forward messages from deceased loved ones, divine guidance, healing, and spiritual well-being. She is the host of Angel Talk Cafe on Blog Talk Radio. Check that out, you guys. It's a very fun show. And you can find out more about Joy and her work on Facebook at facebook.com/angeltalkcafe. Joy, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you, Karen. It's great to be here.
Thank you. I always love talking to you. For people who haven't heard you on the show before. Can you say a little bit about how you connect with angels in your life? How did you make that connection?
Well, you know, it was really interesting because I have been studying metaphysics for many, many years, and I happened to find out about Doreen Virtue. The next time I was in a bookstore, I purchased one of her books and was reading it, and it was an immediate connection that was made because it's that easy to be able to connect with your angels. So I started receiving what I believe to be that connection to the angels, the angelic realm. And then shortly thereafter, I actually had a divine intervention with Archangel Michael. And that at that point, it was so profound of an experience in my life that I decided that I wanted to teach others how to communicate with their angels and also just teach about the angels, talk about the angels. And I also then became certified by Doreen Virtue as an angel therapy practitioner.
Wow.
So it was from personal experience with the angels that I, got on this part of my path.
And it's interesting, too, because your call went beyond, gee, I'll just find this out for myself and maybe it'll be interesting and I can get some insight. You've taken this much further now. You reach a lot of people with the radio show and the other work that you do. How did you know that you were meant to take this out in a bigger way?
Oh, thanks for asking that question. I don't get to share that often. I had actually went back, because after I became an angel therapy practitioner and through my readings, then my client's deceased loved one started coming through. So then I realized I'm now doing mediumship readings. And so I decided that I was going to go back and get recertified by Doreen as a medium. And after that weekend with her, a friend and I went on to Sedona, Arizona, and it was one of the Bell Rock vortexes that we were doing a meditation, and all of a sudden I started getting this message that I was going to be talking to, and they said the masses. And I thought, what? What does this even mean? So I thought it was just me. Ego had stepped in. So I got up, walked around, stamped my feet on the ground, thinking, okay, I just, am in my head, it's me, and I'm going to sit down and do it again. And they just picked up from where they left off. You're going to be talking to masses of people. And I, again, okay, it's me. So I got up, walked around, stamped my feet, sat down again. So the third time, they're like, okay, you're going to be, and I'm like, okay, I get it. You provide the means, because I have no idea, I've never done anything like this, the means and how to do this. And I will speak to whoever you wish me to speak to about connecting with the angelic realm. Use me as you wish as a light worker. And Karen, it was within months that the opportunity presented itself. I started doing some research and work on my own, and I was like hitting these blocks, right? And it's like, okay, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I told him I would do it, and I was putting forth a lot of effort. And finally, when I sat back and relaxed and said, okay, I don't know how this is going to look, but know that I'm open to receive and to teach, but show me the way. A week later, I get this email from a colleague who says in the email, this was sent to me, but I know it's meant for you. And I opened it, and it was the Blog Talk Radio.
Huh.
At no cost. And I said, thank you, angel.
Oh,
I'm on
gosh.
It. And then that's when I went forward and started putting, picking a name for the show. And again, I had all these thoughts and ideas and it wasn't flowing. And finally, one morning, I just said, okay, I don't know what the name of this should be, but I am willing to receive a message and be open to it. Saturday morning, I wake up, I'm having coffee, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I hear the words, Angel Talk Cafe.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's it. And so I ran to my daughter's bedroom, and she's, and I'm like, I got the name. And so I was just so excited. And, Angel Talk Cafe has done extremely well. I'm so grateful for the people that listen in, whether it's live or via the archives. but it really gives me the opportunity to share the messages that the angels would have me share and to bring on awesome guests, but also to share my personal experiences because I've had so many with the angels. It's been just life-changing. Once you start connecting with the angels, your life will never be the same. It's a daily living and daily experiences with the angelic realm. And I've actually had Archangel Michael, who did an intervention, a divine intervention, who saved my life. And that's when I really decided I've got to do more. I need to be certified. I want to teach. This is real. And I wanted the certifications for the work that I knew I would be teaching. But yeah, it was actually due to Archangel Michael also that I decided to get the certifications and do all that I could so that I could help others.
It's fantastic, and I don't. You probably know some about my personal story. For me, when I said yes, yes, but I'm probably crazy. Yes, but you're going to have to prove it to me. Yes, I'm okay. I'm going along with this. I had much the same experience with my own sort of wacky, mystical, metaphysical journey. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Joy Barker. That show she's talking about is Angel Talk Cafe. You can get more information about that at facebook.com/Angel Talk Cafe. We'll be right back after this.
Make that move right now, baby.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Joy Barker. She's the host of the Angel Talk Cafe on Blog Talk Radio. She's also an internationally known medium and angel therapy practitioner. You can find out more about Joy and her work at facebook.com/angeltalkcafe. Joy, we were diving in a little bit to your personal story before we went to the break, and I'm wondering, you mentioned that you felt an immediate connection with the angels. And I'm wondering, is it possible for people listening, even if they think maybe they don't have a connection with the angels, they're not sure they believe it, can people listening have that kind of immediate connection?
Absolutely, yes. It makes no difference what your religious background might be or even might not be. The angels are not connected to any specific religion. They're there with us whether you're aware of it or not. So everybody has the ability to connect with the angels.
How can they get started on? What's the first step?
I'm glad you asked that question. Seriously, it's so simple. We ask. We ask, even if you don't believe in angels, if you ask for their assistance, it's an immediate, it's a done deal.
How can I tell? How do I know?
Exactly. Here's what it is. When we ask, and we must ask the angels for assistance because of the law of free will, they're not going to override our free will. So we must ask. That is the first step. And when we ask, like I said, it's a done deal, it is answered. And the biggest question I get from students and clients is, well, you know, they didn't answer. Yeah, they do. It's always a given. But the thing is that they don't know how to receive the answer because the angels will give it to us in one of four ways. We will either see the answer visually. It could be the title of a book on a bookshelf. That's the exact answer that we needed. Or we will see something that clicks, that makes sense in regards to whatever it is we asked for. Or we will hear. We might overhear a conversation that gives us the information we were seeking, or a TV commercial, anything as far as hearing. We will either know, that's the clear cognizance, we would just absolutely, the answer just comes to us, and we know that we know. Or if you're clairsentient, you will feel the answer in your gut. You just will know it's the right thing to do. So we get the answer in one of four ways. You will see, feel, hear, or know that answer. And it's important to know what your communication style is. Are you clairvoyant so that you're going to know to look literally with your visual eyes or in your mind's eyes? Or do we hear? So sometimes in one of the classes, the workshops that I teach, we will always determine what the primary clair is, how you receive your messages so that when you ask, you will know how the angels will respond. So sometimes we miss the answers, but they're there.
I bet it takes practice, too, to sort of discern those answers. I teach intuitive development, and I believe that when we connect with our natural intuition, those answers are always there, but sometimes we miss them, or we wish so much that the answer was something else that we don't see the actual answer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's where the trust, because that's step number two, trusting that once we've asked, we need to just give it up and trust that God and the angels know how to divinely orchestrate what it is that we're asking for. It might not always be in the way that we think it's going to be, but it will always be what's in the highest and best for you and if there's anybody else involved. And I've seen this happen time and time again in my own personal life where I have had difficult situations that I just didn't see a way out of it. But once I asked and gave it up to the angels, it was a resolution that came that I just would have never imagined possible. But when we go into that trust and allow them to do their divine work, the answers come, and it's always in a positive way. It's always loving. It's always supportive. And so you get into that flow of trusting and knowing that all is well.
Do people ever say to you, and I guess when I start a question that way, I think I'm asking for myself. So I'll just ask for myself.
Okay.
Isn't it kind of stuck up of me to think that the angels, like angels, would care about helping me with my problems?
You know,
because angels, right? From the Bible, majestic creatures, tremendously powerful. How is it that we can ask and receive that assistance? Do you know what I'm asking?
Yeah. You know what? And that's what literally brings me to tears still to this day after working with the angels for so long, is that we are part of God. We are created by God. So we are therefore a part of Him. We have that spark of divinity within us. And the angels are a gift to us from God. And so to me, it makes total sense that if there are gifts that are given to us for our benefit, that why wouldn't they be there for us?
Huh. I love what you're saying, because then maybe instead of it being disrespectful for me to ask for help, maybe it's kind of disrespectful for me not to use the help that's there.
Oh my gosh, it gives me goosebumps. And you know, I find that often where people just don't feel worthy, or they think because of things that they've done in the past that they can't, you know. And literally, one of God's requests is to not only ask for assistance from Him or the angels in a crisis, but on a daily basis. You know, I'm sure you've heard of the parking angels.
Yes.
When you're out, you're going to the mall and you want a close parking spot. It's like, okay, parking angels, get me a close spot, okay? So there is, and people say, oh, that's so trivial. Well, yeah, but they're there for no matter how big or how small of a request that we have. And the parking angels never let me down. And I might forget to ask, like, when I get in the car, but once I'm there, I'm like, oh, my goodness, I forgot to ask, so parking angels, please provide me a spot close by. And for me, it's essential because I do have back issues. And so I always, always wind up with a close spot. Now, I do for myself, if there's somebody else that needs it more than I do, then that's okay too. And, you know, on good days, I can walk farther. But no matter how big, no matter how small, the angels are there for us. And then we also have the archangels, who are larger, more powerful angels that have specific jobs or duties, different functions. And so I definitely work with the archangels also.
When we receive messages from our angels, and we're receiving them through seeing or sensing or knowing or hearing, when we're receiving those messages, how do we separate what's really from them and what's not just our mind talking to us? What's like you, I'm thinking of you sitting in the vortex and getting up and walking away from it and then coming back. How can we tell that it's really from them?
Okay, easy. Because the messages from the angels are always going to be loving, supportive. It's going to be something that will be beneficial to your spiritual growth. It's never going to be done in a derogatory or hurtful way. And if we miss the answer, the angels are so, so great in the sense that they will give it to us again. And if we miss that, they're going to, guess what, give it to us again. So when we start getting that repetitive message, we're going to figure out, oh, it is the angels. It's not just me. Because what happens is we will either go into love or fear. Love is going to be, you know, love-filled. It's going to be positive. Fear is going to tell us we can't do it or that was just me. So it's always going to be love-filled and in a positive way. And what happens for me, it becomes a way of life. So that once we ask the angels and we get the answer and it worked out, guess what you're going to do? You're going to ask again. So it actually becomes a practice, a habit, and a lifestyle.
Ooh.
And this happens. You just get into that flow. You just get into that flow. And so really it is life-changing.
And here's what I believe about this, too, is that when you start to connect, when you are reaching out in love and you are receiving guidance in love, not only are you doing wonderful things for yourself, but like you say, it's a lifestyle. You start to live your life with more love, start to live your life with more generosity, start to live your life with more openness, and then everything changes. The reason I know is because it changed for me. Everything mm-hmm. changes when you do that.
It does, because I'm just one person here that I'm so blessed, because I feel like I can impact other people's lives. And it's not just talking and teaching. It's about them seeing the angels' interventions in my life. So I actually, on many occasions, can live by example, just because they have seen the miracles in my life. And I have sat there, and I've been doing this for many years, and I have sat there and watched the angels do something so awesome. And I have my friend, and it's like, you know I do this work, I know I teach this work, but can you believe that this actually just happened? And we sit there in awe. We sit there in awe, and I just bask in it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Continue to sit with us in awe, because I will be right back with Joy Barker after this.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Yeah! Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Yeah, yeah. See, I can never do it like that. There's something about my middle-aged womanness and the kind of the way I was brought up. I'm all upright and stuff. I can't say yeah, yeah that way, but that's how I feel. Yeah, yeah, right? My guest on today's show is Joy Barker. Can you say yeah, yeah that way? Maybe not, right?
No.
No, nobody can. It's a specialized skill, which is why we have it recorded. Joy is the host of Angel Talk Cafe on Blog Talk Radio, and you can also connect with her for angel readings. She is a medium. She does seashell divination. You can find out a lot about Joy and her work at facebook.com/angeltalkcafe. And Joy, we were talking during the right before we went to the break about how you are sometimes in awe of what the angels are doing in your life, what the angels are doing in other people's lives. And it made me want to ask you, what messages do the angels have for us right now? What do they most want us to know? There's a lot of turmoil going on right now. A lot of people are feeling very unsure. People are feeling shaky, on the edge. They don't know what's going to happen next. What do you feel like the angels want us to know?
Just that question brings me chills, because the angels have absolutely been talking to me. A lot of times I teach through personal experiences. Sometimes that's good, sometimes it's difficult, but it's a perfect place to teach from. And oftentimes when I've caught myself in the past where I am trying to get a resolution, an answer, a solution, and in the beginning working with the angels, I would hold on to the situation tightly, because I felt like I had to figure this out. And I just wouldn't let it go, and I just would ruminate about it. I would just constantly think about it. And what the angels taught me was to surrender and release the situation over to them. We get so caught up and so stressed out that they're just waiting for us to say, it's okay, give it to us, and we will assist. We will bring peace to this situation. And so many times we don't have to be so stressed, you know, because once we're stressed, it really affects our health. And so we can avoid a lot of that by just trusting. And so the angels' messages right now is surrender and release. Give it up to them. We don't need to have sleepless nights. We don't have to be worrying. And I've seen the angels do so much. So it doesn't matter what the situation is. Again, no matter how big or small, is just learning to surrender and let go and go, okay. And I have come to points in my life where I have literally could not do it anymore. I just could not go anymore. And I got to the point of total surrender when, before I moved out here to California, I was living in Michigan. And I remember walking into my angel room, and I told the angels, I get it. I get it. I don't know how to do this. I don't have the answers. I don't know. And so whatever you can do, do, because I don't know. I just totally give it up. And so it was a really difficult emotional situation dealing with family. And I remember just going, okay, it's time to get cleaned up, get in the shower. And Karen, within 10 minutes, I mean, I'm in the shower, and the answer comes.
Yeah.
And they start talking to me, and they're asking, did you not? You know, because I believe we pre-life script our lessons on Earth School. Mm. And they're asking, did you not choose to be her mother? And I'm like, yes, I did. So then you also chose this current challenge also. And I'm like, oh, that was a light bulb moment for me. And I said, I did. And they said, okay, be the love that sent you here. Teach your daughter through this. And so I'm in the shower. And I'm getting this extremely profound message that in an instant changed the energy of the situation, changed my heart. My tears of sorrow and sadness and hurt and pain went to tears of joy. It's like, I can do this. It's like, oh my gosh, where was my mind coming from? I was stuck in how I'd been raised and not how I truly felt today as an adult. My own choice. What is, yes, this is how you were raised and this is what you were told, but how do you feel? And I'm like, oh, come from love. Well, in that case, and Karen, it transformed in an instant, in just moments of conversations with my angels.
Be the love that sent you here. That's really powerful, Joy. Be the love that sent you here.
Yeah. And I have, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm human. And I've come here to learn, correct? And so the peace that I have when I am going through difficult situations is that I have my angels. I have that divine communication. And I know I've pre-life scripted situations here, and it's like they can get me from beginning to end in every situation. No matter how difficult, no matter how painful, I have that sense of peace that this is all part of my lesson. And what I teach my students and clients is like, okay, we go through these hard and difficult and emotional situations, but get the nugget, get the lesson, grow from this. And sometimes it's hard when you're in the middle of that, but always, always, because we go through it for a reason, always get the nugget. And so for myself, you know, I go through these situations and I wind up with some great information that teaches others. I mean, I'd like to be able to teach from an easy life.
but I agree. Me, I would like that too.
But for most of us, seriously, we have our life's Earth school lessons, and I can go through them no matter how difficult with a confidence that this is all happening for a reason, and I've got my angels with me and my guides, and it's all good. All is well.
Today, as we're doing this show live, it's September 11th, and 9/11 is a day that has a tremendous resonance for those of us in the United States, and I'm wondering, with that idea that everything happens for a reason and that all things tend toward love, I'm wondering how we can look at or reframe the events of 9/11 and what has happened afterwards in that context from that viewpoint.
Oh, that's a hard one. Actually, it's not. Yes, things happen for a reason, and I know the first International Angel Day that I taught, I was blessed to actually have someone present that experienced 9/11, and she totally came there for a healing. And, you know, Doreen Virtue created International Angel Day, which was this past Saturday. And the reason why she chose that as an International Angel Day, it's always the weekend before the anniversary of 9/11, and it's so that those that are aware and working with the angels can shift the energy of the sadness that tends to take place over and around 9/11. And I know, you know, if you watched interviews, a lot of people have, their lives have been transformed through such a difficult time in their life, but they've learned so much. And it could be as simple as the importance of what a father who realizes that he truly wants to be the father and not just the motions of being the father. There's so many lessons that came out of 9/11, but I believe there were huge spiritual growth. And as a nation, we pulled together to bear those up that couldn't cope, that had that heavy, heavy burden of losing a loved one. But I believe now that we are shifting the energy of 9/11 simply when we work with International Angel Day, where angel therapy practitioners hold events, and we're just shifting that heaviness into the light. But there were so many lives changed, and not just in a hurtful way, but in a love-filled way, because they now live their life so differently. Yeah, how that may... Go ahead.
Well, I want to say, because I see we're going to the break here, but I wanted you to say about your teleseminar that's coming up. And I want to continue this, though, after the break, too. But can you just say a little bit about your... about the teleseminar? This is a great chance for people who may want to learn to shift some energy, who may want to have a deeper connection so that they can make that kind of change in the world. That's a chance for you to connect with joy. Can you share about that?
Absolutely. I'm going to be holding a teleseminar, which means that you just call in by phone, so you're learning from the comfort of your home. And I teach literally how to connect with the angelic realm. And I will take you through all the steps. Discover what your primary clair is. You will know whether you see, feel, hear, how you connect with the angels, so you know how to look for your answers. And it's like a 2-hour teleseminar, and you will walk away knowing that you've connected and how to work with your angels. And that will be held in October. I don't have a specific date. It will be up on the my Facebook page, Angel Talk Cafe, and that will be next month. I am leaning towards the middle of the month for that seminar.
Wonderful. So you can connect there at facebook.com/angeltalkcafe. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We'll be right back with Joy Barker after this.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Wow. Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Thanks to Chrissy in the studio, who is playing all the delightful music that keeps me dancing in my chair. And I hope you were dancing in your chair, too, or dancing wherever you are, whatever you're doing today. Thank you for tuning in to Out of the Fog. My guest on today's show is Joy Barker. She is an angel therapy practitioner. She's a medium. She uses her clairvoyant and clairsentient abilities to connect with people all over the world and bring them guidance, bring them support, bring them hope. She's the host of Angel Talk Cafe on Blog Talk Radio, and you can get more information about Joy and her work at facebook.com/angeltalkcafe. And Joy, you were giving your email address very generously, I thought, so that people can get information about that Connecting with the Angels teleseminar. You have other goodies for people who email you, don't you?
I do, Karen. If those that want to sign up for my show invite, which will let them know what show is going to be about that upcoming week, what special guest or topic we will be talking about, they can drop us a line at angeltalkcafe@yahoo.com. And if you provide your physical address, we will send you a gift from the Bundle of Joy. And a lot of time what people will get is Archangel incense.
Ooh.
Which is awesome. Yes, it's awesome. And so I do encourage those to sign up for the show invite.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's great. So angeltalkcafe@yahoo.com. Put show invite in the subject line. And if you want a free gift, I love Bundle of Joy. What a great thing. If you want a free gift, give Joy your physical address. She's not going to come to your house, but she's going to send you something nice. I'm wondering, I was thinking about 9/11 and thinking about the tremendous loss of life on that day. Mm-hmm. And I know that part of what you do also in your work now is also as a certified medium. Is there a role that angels play in our life transition? Do we continue our relationship with the angels after we leave the physical and what I would think of as go home?
You know, that's an awesome question. And I have been asked that twice recently, and it was about a month before people started asking that question that the angels started talking to me about that. Uh-huh. And so the answer is, yes, we do go home, and they go through the life review with us. When we make transition, it's Archangel Azrael that is there with us, and Archangel Jeremiah will actually do what we call the life review. Did we complete our tasks that we actually came here to do? If not, we just do what we call the life review. And some angels will continue with us, and others may not. It's definitely our choosing. But definitely, we do have angels that will come if we choose to reincarnate, come back. They are with us.
Does everyone have angels with them who are only for them, like specifically attached to them?
Yes. Everybody has at least 2 to 3 guardian angels. They are with you from the moment of your conception to the end of your physical life. They are with you. They do not leave your side. They are assigned to you. Actually, it's the loving gift that they give you and that God gives you. They see it as an honor to be there with you. Not a job, but an honor. A very loving act that they provide for us.
Is that different than your spirit guide?
It is. A spirit guide has literally had an incarnation and has crossed over, gone back home, and decided to become a spirit guide. So they go through what we call in lesson before they actually become a guide for someone. And you were talking about mediumship. The angels that I use when I do mediumship, of course, are the guardian angels that are with me. And then I use specific archangels with me when I do mediumship. I use Archangel Michael for the divine protection, for the work that I do. Archangel Raphael, the healer, for when I am doing mediumship, oftentimes deceased loved ones will bring messages that are intended to heal those that are receiving the messages. So I use the archangels, the angels in that way when I do mediumship.
And do you also use guides? Or is it all angels?
My guides can be there. I connect more with the angelic realm. That's just what suits me. But yeah, guides can be there. Absolutely.
That's very cool.
And we have the Ascended Masters.
Wow. I'm curious about that because in my own way of working, I experience it for myself as working with my guides.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, when there is angelic intervention, it's a way of, it's like putting 1,000 exclamation points on something and highlighting it with a really bright fluorescent marker, right? So
exactly.
When I feel angelic intervention come in, it's like, hey, pay attention to this. Wow, holy cow, this is really, really important. And it feels like for you, it's the norm, which is incredibly cool.
It's, you know, and I get asked that a lot. Well, what about your guides? I'm like, yeah, they're there. But you're right. I do work extremely well with my angels, and which is a much higher vibration. A spirit guides, you know, obviously the vibration is high, but not as high as the angelic realm. So it's just customary. It's my comfort zone to work directly with the angels.
Is there, when we look at the current state of the world, is there, do you believe, a way in which we can, I know you said that we shift the energy on International Angel Day,
mm-hmm.
is there a way, do you believe in the power of prayer, or the power of focused intention to make change in the world, and can our angels help us with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Prayer, power of intention, and there are light workers out there specifically to shift the energies of the planet. They send the energies literally to the planet through the universe, and it's with the intention of shifting what is going on, even though it may not look like there's been shifts. But when you look at the past 20, you know, even the past 10 years, how changes have taken place, I believe it all comes from those that are open, that are awakening. The spiritual awakening that's taken place on the planet, absolutely. Give it another 10 years, Karen, and you're going to see so many more changes that will happen.
Mm.
Because there's a commitment for the spiritual awakening, and I believe it's happening, and I'm getting goosebumps from head to toe as we're talking about it.
No, I believe it too, Joy. We're on the same page. Things are changing, and I believe that we now hold in our hands opportunity to make that shift in love or to make it in fear. Love always wins. Always wins.
Love will always win out, and that's why it's so important to surround and pray for those that are in power. Whether we voted for them or not, they're still making decisions. They're still, you know, doing what it is that they do. And it always helps to surround them with love no matter what, because it does make a difference. Absolutely.
Joy, thank you so much for being on the show today. You surround me in love. You surround all the listeners in love. Thank you for taking the time to share with us today. Can you remind people about how they can find out about you and get in touch and get their bundle of joy gift? I love that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Karen. You can contact me at angeltalkcafe@yahoo.com. Drop me an email, sign up for a show invite, or visit my Facebook page at Angel Talk Cafe.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Karen.
Many blessings to you. What great fun. That is Joy Barker. She's the host of the Angel Talk Cafe on Blog Talk Radio. She also does personal readings. You can find out a lot more about her and her work at facebook.com/Angel Talk Cafe. And that's all the time we have for today. Would you go over to KarenHager.com and just click on everything? If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, I'd love to connect with you if that feels right to you. And I'm glad you were here. Together, when we listen, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show, Out of the Fog, with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to TheDrPatShow.com or like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow to get updates about everything we're doing.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.